Hello, and welcome to the Child Care Business Coach Podcast. My name is Evelyn Knight. Thank you again for joining me today. Today, I want to talk about having an opportunity mindset and really just changing the way you think about the things around you. It's something I've really just had a transformation through my life. I used to really be stuck in a victim mentality. In fact, I was at a place as a business owner at one point where I was so convinced that I just couldn't charge employees enough, so I was facing bankruptcy. The parents were awful and didn't want to pay their bill, that there wasn't just high enough wages for them, so there was no way I could charge enough in order to pay enough and break even. Or I thought there was too much competition and I couldn't enroll children because the competition was so stiff. And I was so focused on the external that I didn't realize that my problems were actually being caused by the internal, what was coming out of me, my mindset, my thoughts. So I want to challenge you to really just sit with yourself after this episode. Turn your radio off, turn the podcast off, and think for a while. If you're in that space where you feel like things just aren't working out for you, and whether it's in business, your personal life, wherever it is, why is that? What is it that's really contributing to that? I understand that things in life happen, right? I lost my husband. I would have never chosen that. I know there's nothing I could do about that. But I also understand that my mindset predicts what's going to happen from there. If you listened to my last podcast episode, I talked to you about how I'm focusing these next few episodes on the Great Resignation and how difficult it is for ECU professionals to hire and what we need to do. And that is still true. I am absolutely doing that. And this episode is dedicated to that subject. And what I'm really out to do right now is change how you think. I'm on a mission to completely change your mindset. So today, I want you to start looking at things completely differently. I want you to start seeing things from an opportunity mindset. But before I get into that, I do need to mention that I am having my creative recruiting bootcamp coming up April 25th through the 29th. During this time, I'm actually going to take you through the process that I use at my childcare center to recruit. Right now in ECE, and really honestly, employers in general, if you go to Starbucks, it's the same thing. People have this mindset of hiring. We're waiting for people to come to us. I'm going to show you a different way. Stop waiting for applicants to come apply to you. Stop posting on all these job sites. There's 1,000 other employers that are posting as well. So we're getting lost in this sea. Everybody is trying to hire, not just ECE. Everybody is. So we have to stop doing what everybody else is doing if we're going to survive and keep this industry afloat, right? I actually feel that passionately about this right now. COVID has put us in a situation where we are in a moment in history where ECE is either going to fold or we're going to just thrive and be better than ever before, right? And what I mean by ECE, early childhood education will always be here, but will the private sector still be here in early childhood education? And just like there are still private schools, early childhood childcare centers are much more prevalent than private schools, right? So we're at this crossroads in our industry right now where our industry has to change if we're going to survive. And, you know, I'm a God girl, and I do feel like God has called me to this time in our history to start being a business coach for early childhood educators and leaders in ECE, whether you're church-based or a center-based. For some reason, I've been getting lots of church-based people as well, but we have to do something different or we're not going to make it. So what I'm bringing to you now is that something different. I'm showing you how I've done it, and I really believe God has helped me to find a different way. And that is why my center's doing okay. And I see so many other employers that are not, right? Whether it's financially or when it comes to hiring or dealing with parents, there's so much that they're struggling with. And so now I'm trying to bring to you what I've learned over the years and how I've constructed my center so that you can overcome a lot of these struggles, right? So join me again. The Creative Recruiting Bootcamp is going to be live video where you can interact, ask me questions. I'm going to be live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And I will put the links to those channels in the show notes. It's April 25th through the 29th from 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is when I'll actually be live on camera. But then we're going to have a replay that is interactive at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because I know 1 p.m. Pacific Time isn't easy for a lot of you guys because you're in your centers working. So at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, I'm going to be in the chats. We're going to have a live replay of what I've recorded earlier that day, but my team and I will be in the chat actually chatting with you, answering your questions, interacting with you live during those replays so that you can still pick my brain. I'm still going to be available to you. So make sure you join us. If that doesn't work for you, the video replays will always be available for a period of time. And I am going to post the recordings to this podcast as well. So if you aren't a social media person, not a video person, and you just want to listen to it as a podcast episode, it will be here too. So don't worry about it. I just want to give you the opportunity to actually interact with me. So be sure to join me, check that out. And if not, just be sure to listen, because that's my mission. I just want to help save this industry. And today we're going to talk about that opportunity mindset. So I alluded a little bit to this in the last episode, but we're in a cusp and at a point in history where people are demanding more from their jobs, but it's not necessarily more money. In early childhood education, we have this mindset that people want more money. I explained in the last episode that I have two employees that I just recruited. They're very high-level employees, and they took significant income cuts in order to come work for me. The reason they did that is they're aligned with my vision. Yes, vision. I know I always come back to that, right? Vision. But it is so important to know what your vision is. And if you don't know, go back in my prior episode. I did an episode on how to find your vision. Your vision is your North Star. My vision is what got me through when my husband was dying and I was his full-time nurse. It's the reason I kept going and I didn't give up. It's the reason I'm here today. And I relaunched this episode because I know, and I have such a clear picture of what my vision is, what God put me here for, right? That I know I can't quit. I can't give up. But I've also made that vision very contagious. I go and I find people and I tell them about it, right? And then they want to be on board with my vision. So I see this huge opportunity for early childhood education. I really want to put this in perspective for you guys to really, really understand the significance of what this means. Do you realize that 90% of the human brain is developing during the time that we have these children? That means that we actually can change the world one child at a time. Right? And you might be wondering, like, how on earth am I going to change the world? Well, as a leader, how many people are you leading? How many teachers do you lead? Do you realize if one of those teachers has 10 children, right? And those 10 children grow up to have two more children, and those children grow up to have more children, that by the time that one teacher reaches the end of her ECE career, let's say she's an EC for 20 years, she's going to touch thousands of lives. If we are intentional and have high quality programs that are based on the research and brain development, we can literally empower these children to grow up to be powerful people. If you've never read the book More Than a Bird by Liz Huntley, I highly suggest this to understand the impact that you have every single day in ECE. She comes from a horrific background. And today she's a successful lawyer in Alabama, and she actually is going to be a speaker at my summit. So I have to give her a shout out there. I'm so excited about that. But she actually attributes her success today and how she literally broke generational chains because of her preschool teachers. She absolutely defies statistics. Her mother committed suicide. Her father was in prison. She was raised by her abusive grandma, who also had other grandchildren. So there was like, I can't even remember, but it was more than five children in the home. And it was just one thing after another. But she talks about how that foundation made her successful in school and how it trickled to the rest of her life. That is literally the opportunity we have for every single child in our care, right? When you understand the gravity of the work we do, and you start sharing that with other people, they suddenly want to come work for you. Being a preschool teacher becomes much, much more than just a job. It becomes a life mission, a life calling, right? Think of missionaries. Missionaries give up so much. They don't make very little at all. They live in very, very low circumstances. You know, like, their lifestyle is not fun whatsoever, but they are so focused on what is important and the difference they're making in the world that they keep going back and they keep doing it the same thing over and over, right? That is what we have to offer. When you truly understand what you do as an early childhood professional and the difference you can make in the world, when you take your program and you turn it into a program that can be life-changing for a child, and then you tell people in the world, look at what I'm doing, suddenly people want to work with you. Suddenly they want to be a part of this. And they don't leave, right? The money becomes so secondary. And yes, I know people need to survive. We all need an income to survive. I need an income to survive, right? But we find a way. In our society, people have really learned how to find a way. So we're seeing people leaving their careers, they're downgrading, what they consider downgrade, but I actually consider it an upgrade on their careers. They're learning how to do with less, and they're prioritizing what is important, right? So you need to change your mindset and see and understand that the work that we do is the most important work in the world. There is nothing more important than helping to form the human brain. And that's what we're doing. We are taking care of the most important piece of our society, the most valuable and the most vulnerable, the youngest children out there. And when you can accept that and you understand every day how important the job you do is, and you stop being complacent. We go in every day, we see the same children, we forget how little they are, we forget how tender they are, we forget how important they are, right? And we start seeing them as bad kids, and oh my gosh, I don't want to go deal with this kid today, and I don't want to do this and that. We forget what their lives look like, and we forget the gravity of the work that we do. So when you can really change that mindset and start focusing and remembering how important the work we do, and if you don't know how important the work you do is, do some research. Read Liz Huntley's book. I'll put a link to her book in the show notes as well for you guys so you can connect with her. She's amazing. And that's why I've asked her to come speak at my conference. And by the way, while I'm on that subject, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about the Child Care Business Summit that's coming up. We're actually going to be doing it on October 27th through the 29th this year. And it's in Orange Beach, Alabama, which is an amazing beach community. I'm so excited to be there. It's going to be fun, relaxing, and you're going to learn a lot. If you want more information, check out my website, childcarebusinessprofessionals.com, and click on the summit page. We are actually offering a very limited time, very low price tickets on that. They're only $370, but that is not going to last very long. So make sure you get your tickets soon because the price is going up significantly. But Liz Huntley is going to be one of the speakers. We actually have like three keynote speakers. I was just so excited. And I want to make sure that your time and money is spent usefully. And so I'm not going to waste your time with people who are going to come sell, like just be really high pressure sales to you. I want you to leave with things that you can actually use Monday morning, but I also want you to relax because we are exhausted right now. So the summit is going to really be focused on just having fun, learning, relaxing, but really helping you to grow as a leader. And again, like everything I'm talking about here, I'm specifically bringing people who are going to help change your mindset and help you to level up as an ECE professional, break industry standards so that we can survive, right? So that this field can thrive and we can come out of this even better than we are now. So be sure to get your tickets before the ticket price goes up. They are going to double. So get them while you can. And I cannot wait. Check out the website too, so you guys can see the resort we're staying at. It's on the beach. It's just like 30 minutes from Pensacola, Florida. So it's really close to Pensacola. Great vacation destination. I am super excited to just relax and be there. So, I'm sorry, getting off on that tangent, but let's talk more about the opportunity mindset, which is what the summit's kind of about, right? Just helping you guys to change that mindset. Look at the opportunity we have. Understand how important the work we are doing is and sell that to people who want or may not even know they want to work for you, right? They may not even know they need a job. But when you show them what they're capable of and what you can offer them and how they can join you in changing the trajectory of a child's life, that is a game changer. And that is how we will overcome the current hiring climate. So really work on looking at your center and the difference it makes. Hone in on that and use that as your catalyst, right? And again, during the boot camp, I'm going to show you guys how I do that. And the boot camp is 100% free. This is something I'm just giving the ECE world so we can just really level up. But that's what your catalyst is going to be to really attract the people that we want, right? So no more of those Indeed ads or whatever it is that just say, I'm looking for a teacher and I pay 10 bucks an hour or whatever it is, 15 bucks an hour, right? Because you're competing with Starbucks and you're competing with everybody else who is hiring. We aren't just all these other people. We're so much better and we have so much more to offer, but we have to start seeing that. You have to start seeing that in your center. You have to start believing it for your center. And if you don't, what changes do you need to make to your center to make it that place that people want to work at? How can you level up and be that change agent for a child's life? That is how we're going to stop struggling to enroll children. That's how you're going to stop struggling to recruit people. Really honing in on the importance and how vital your center is to society, which it is. And if it's not yet, you can get there. You can make your center a place that changes lives. I'm going to end with telling you a story. And there was a child in my center a few years ago that I thought they had a great mom, right? I thought the mother was a really good mom and I liked her. I can't say I admired her. I didn't, but I didn't dislike her and I she was fine. The children always looked well fed. They were happy. All appearances was these children really weren't one of the ones who really needed us when it came to that social emotional, right? It turned out that this specific mom was actually sexually abusing her children for years. And more than that, she was actually sharing them with pedophiles, right? And they were recording it. I had no idea that these children in our care were the children who needed us for that love and security. But we had been giving it to them for years. We had no idea. So sometimes the children that need you the most, you don't even know that they're the ones that need you. You are making a difference by just showing children love. And that is what we have to offer the workforce. What could possibly be more powerful than that? It's just a matter of changing your mindset, showing what we do have instead of focusing what we don't have. As an industry, we've got to get out of victim mentality, because our victim mentality is killing this industry. So I hope that resonates with you. And I really do hope I pulled on some heartstrings, because that's what it's going to take to really change and for us to make it and thrive. So just sit with that for a little bit, think about it. And I hope, again, that that is helpful. I'm going to end this with all the normal things that you hear on all the podcasts. Please, please show me some love and subscribe to this channel and give me a review. Also, message me. I do love the interaction. It really helps me to realize that I'm just not talking to myself into a microphone. Have a great rest of your week, everybody.